Hey, what's up? This is Irvin with Reach Leadership. I just wanted to check in with you guys this morning, see how everybody's doing. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe to Apple, Spotify, and Anchor, also on Google. I want to share a thought with you this morning, and one of those thoughts is, you know, when we're a child, when we're born, we grow up believing in ourselves. We grow up thinking we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, there's no limits. There's no sky, there's no bar, there's nothing that we have to compare ourselves to besides the fact that we can do whatever it is that we want. Up until the point when someone says, you can't do it. For example, if a child grows up and he starts singing and he just sings and sings and sings, you know, we all believe like it's all beautiful, it's all good, it's all, you know, like it's voice of an angel, when we know for sure that it's not, right? But because they're simply toddlers, they're simply kids, and they're trying to sing, you know, it's the cutest thing ever. But up until somebody says, you know what, you can't sing, stop it, then all of a sudden things start happening. You know, I know that some people's opinions matter. Others don't, and I'm not sure where you are in your life right now, but the one thing that I do want to encourage you is, you know, I personally believe that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. Even though people have set limits, even though people have set a sky, even though people have set borders and boundaries for you, I truly believe that you still can do whatever it is that you want to do. It's just a matter of practice. It's just a matter of consistency. It's just a matter of actually doing the work. And that's what it's all about. When I heard that phrase about the children, you know, that they grow up believing themselves up until someone says they can't, I thought about it and I really pondered on it, because this week I've been doing a youth empowerment workshops, And I literally just reflected on those workshops, and you know what, it's so true. And we definitely need to be careful with things that we tell our kids, if you're a parent, the things that we tell our younger siblings, the things that we tell our students, our athletes, the things that we tell everybody that's around us, that's younger than us, that can possibly even be one of the people that actually look up to us. We need to be careful with that. So always encourage them, always motivate them, coach them. Do what you got to do to get, even though you're in a bad mood, even though that we ourselves are in a bad mood, let's coach our people. Let's lead them to success. And it may not be to like the greatest job. It may not be to like the millions of dollars in a better neighborhood and all that, but it will lead to a better attitude, a better character. And ultimately, when we show people, help people, in that sense, things will start happening and things will be able to change in our lives. You'll see. It's little by little, right? You have a goal, then great. You have dreams, then amazing. Let's make those a reality. So I'll leave you guys with that. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is Irvin. This is Reach Leadership. Got more for you coming soon, so check that out, reach-leadership.com. Thank you, guys. Until then, keep inspiring.